I have a three-dimensional compass, which is on a gimbal. That is, the little needle goes side to side and up and down. Well, usually it only goes side to side, right, on a regular compass.
Right.
So this goes up and down, so it actually measures the vertical magnetic waves. Now, some of the really hard scientists would say these waves are theoretical, we can't prove it. Well, this little compass proves it on a constant basis.
All right. Well, explain to me what you're getting. You say you have a compass, which is three-dimensional. Now, again, folks, normally a compass just goes around. This one is capable of pointing up and pointing down at the same time. So, Michael, what are you observing?
Well, I went to Australia and to do permaculture and to observe the Earth grids. And I was at Byron Bay and Nimbin and the that area, which is very permaculture-y. And the compass points up in the southern hemisphere in Bali and in New Zealand. It points up to the north. Now, the needle always, well, not always, but usually goes toward the north. And that's what the science says. And since the 50s, they've been saying the magnetic waves go from the south to the North Pole. And that was intuited by Christian Berkman a century ago when Einstein came out with the relativity theory. And he said somewhere in there that after that, that gravity bends light. Well, Berkman proved it with his model, and he was ignored. But Einstein was, honored and revered. But it took him decades to kind of prove it.
Okay, let me get this straight. When you're in the southern hemisphere, which I guess I am here, in the Philippines, not sufficiently, huh?
No. You're a few hundred miles north.
A few hundred miles north. Well, I'm pretty close, though. Would I get any effect at all if I had a three-dimensional compass here? Would I observe any of what you've seen?
Brilliant. I love it. I don't know.
You don't know.
No, because...
All right. Let me try this, then. Let's stay with the compass for a second. You observe the compass points up. What does that mean to you?
Okay, well, if you take the model of the Earth as a vortex and the magnetic waves going out of the South Pole, around the Earth, way out into space, hundreds, possibly thousands of miles out into space, and into the North Pole, and if you look at that, one of those graphics that I put up with you... folks put up on the web for us,
yes.
It shows the magnetic field of the Earth and how it doesn't show the direction. But other books, and I took a lot of physics in high school and college. And so I know, I was an aviation major in high school, so I studied this, but it wasn't holistic. So we're going into holistic now. So the waves go south to north. That means they go out of the South Pole and into the North Pole. Now, this is literal, out of the south and into the north. They have this big
so
arc.
So then, obviously, the compass should be pointing north and not up. My question
was... up and to the north.
Up and to the north.
And in the north, to the north, north of the equator or in the northern hemisphere, north and down.
Okay, then are you suggesting that the magnetic energy is sort of curved, that it comes out and then up and then over and then to the North Pole, that it's kind of curved? Is that the idea?
Absolutely curved. It's a torusphere. This is known in science and geometry. If you look at any of the graphics that you posted there for me, for us, you'll see the curves, the kind of curves that we're talking about. This is very, very, it's a complex if you haven't seen it before. But the third...
All right. Is this any... change from what it has always been, Michael?
Yes. Okay, that's good. I'm glad you went there. Okay, what happens is the sun energy, which is, by all measures, has been increasing for the last 10 years. It peaked in the mid-90s with the solar peak, and it's still peaking. That is very unusual. Now, that may have only happened a few thousand years, a few million years ago, but it's peaking 10 years longer than it usually does. It's still peaking. I mean, it threw the cycle way off. So that energy, that solar energy that's coming into Earth, is going into this magnetic field and is being pumped inside the Earth. And this is my theory. This is a little bit far out. That the energy, but it's known that the solar energy is absorbed by the magnetic field. They call it the Van Allen radiation belt. It absorbs solar energy from frying the Earth. And so do the clouds and the atmosphere and so on. They all absorb solar energy at different levels and different frequencies, and then we get heat and light down here. So it's reduced down and heated up. All the spectrum of vibrations coming from the sun are reduced down and heating up, so we get the light and the heat here. and other, you know, plasma things, radiations, X-rays, gamma rays, and so on. So it, that, those energies are going inside the Earth and causing the volcanoes to go off under the sea tremendously. Now, there's, I've been reading reports are coming on a daily basis on the web that the volcanoes, this is scientific now, this isn't my wild theories of the energy.
Well, I mean, you're certainly correct that the Ring of Fire is extremely active. I've got several volcanoes near me right here in the Philippines that are active, and if you look around the Ring of Fire, it's obvious that there is a great deal of activity right now. That's what you're talking about, and then you're saying there's a lot more than that going on that we don't know about, and it's going on below the ocean.
Probably 90%.
90%?
I'm guessing. 90% of the volcanic surges, heating, eruptions, gases, venting, spreading of those fault lines, lava coming out. Can you imagine? Now, I was on Kilauea, and we were having volcano eruptions. They were steady. They weren't the explosive kind. That how much the sea heats up when lava goes into the sea. Now, there's lava is going to the sea at Kilauea right now. It's been going almost steadily since the middle 80s. And that's significant. That's the most active volcano in the world, steadily going since the 80s. That's almost 20
years.
Well,
I'll give you this. If what you suggest is occurring, and 90% of it is below the surface of the ocean, then this should be able to be measured by satellites. For example, ocean temperatures should indicate this is going on. And on your side of the argument, I've had Stan Dale on the program a number of times, and he has been saying for some years now that he's seeing measurements, heat measurements in the ocean that are completely anomalous, and he's detailed them, that certain spots of the ocean are getting hotter and hotter and hotter.